Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
Eric Stocklin, the husband of the year, the husband of the day.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
How are you, lovey?
I'm okay. I need to relax.
You're wet.
I just took a shower. I'm clean. Not relaxed, but I'm clean.
Did you wash your hair?
I did. Get it wet.
You got it wet.
I washed my hair with shampoo and conditioner yesterday.
Yeah, it's such a crazy concept to me to get your hair wet but not wash it.
You wash it every time?
No, but if my hair's wet, it's gonna get washed. I don't want to just like wet hair.
What?
Isn't it like, I feel like it would smell like I want to keep the smell of the shampoo and conditioner, but if you wash that out with water, then it's like my hair will just smell like scalp skin.
Smell my head. Smell my head. Smell bad? Are you serious? What's it smell like?
Scalp skin.
No, it doesn't. I put it doesn't product smell like, in.
It doesn't smell like shampoo and conditioner.
I feel like I got a haircut once and the person was like, you shouldn't wash your hair every time.
You should not. Yes, that's correct.
But so I can't imagine taking a shower and being like, okay, we're starting over another day in paradise. Gotta keep my hair the same as I just slept with it. Shower in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? I got to keep this sleep bedhead in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't want to get my hair wet and start my day with wet hair. I don't know what you're talking about.
You just don't get your hair wet on the not wash days. No, you wash your hair on wash days.
Do you wash your face?
Of course.
How do you wash your face without getting your hair wet in a shower?
You don't put your hair in the water, but you put your face in the water.
Do you put your hair up when you take a shower?
Yes. If I'm not washing it, I wash my hair every other shower. Some girls go 3 days or 4 days. I used to go like a week without washing my hair. I used to be like, I don't care. But now I shower every day, but I wash my hair every other shower.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but I sometimes smell your hair.
Oh, I bet it's funk sometimes.
It smells
pretty
like,
funk.
Like hair.
You can put me on the spot.
Well, I don't want to do that because I'm a good person. You could do that. To me.
Implying that I'm not a good person, I think, might be worse than saying, like, hey, your hair smells like skin.
I put it's weird because I put this stuff in, so I feel like it would
what
smell
stuff?
Nice.
Let me smell it again. Yeah, no. It doesn't smell like product.
Not too much of a stink. Yeah.
It smells like just like
a creme.
A creme?
Mm-hmm.
A bain de la creme?
Oh, it's the creme.
No, maybe the creme is it the JVN creme?
It wasn't that. That stuff you would know the smell.
I like that stuff. I think it might be different for guys and girls. I actually don't know. I just know that for girls, usually, we don't wash our hair every day. And
if you have really long hair,
three times a week.
I feel like it'd be problematic for it to be wet. And I feel like sometimes you do your hair and it like lasts for a day. You know what I mean? So that it makes sense to me if you have long hair. But if you have short hair, are you not getting your hair wet in the shower?
I don't know. Maybe they are. Yeah, I think maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know the rules. But I know that if you get your hair wet, you're rinsing out the...
What a waste of a shower, though. Because I wouldn't feel refreshed if I didn't, like... If I had to, like, worry about keeping my hair dry.
Yeah, it sucks.
That doesn't sound like a good relaxing shower to me. Or a way to, like, start your day.
Yeah.
But... Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Might be asking yourself. The answer is...
Well, let's talk about what needs to relax.
So much.
So many things.
Can I start with something
Sure. From
last episode? I looked at the comments from our last episode. Thanks to everyone who listened and commented. But there was like an overwhelming support. I feel I'm not the only one who misses the beloved character that you created, Miranda Sings.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it appears I'm not the only one who misses her take on things and humor.
Mm-hmm.
and wishes for you that you still had that as a creative outlet and form of expression, and sees in you hurt.
Season me hurt?
I'm not going to season you with hurt.
Yeah, what do you mean? Seize like, in that would be you.
That's a very lyrical seize way of speaking, you. Or poetic way.
Okay.
Seize in you season me with hurt and wishes, and but also, you know, growth. There's one I wanted to, and I'll drop it if it makes you sad to talk about, or I don't know, uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I don't want to. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I should talk about it on the interwebs because I think it's more upsetting to other people when I talk about it.
Oh, so were people upset that?
I didn't read the comments on the last podcast episode. I don't know what they said.
Jumping back to the 200th, did you realize you had the seatbelt on the whole time?
Really?
The top comment from our 200th episode. Yeah. This is from Chelsea. I love how Colleen put safety first and
safety
left her seatbelt on for the entire, sometimes we get in the car and that ding is going on. I'm like, put on your seatbelt. It's like, you know what I mean?
But this episode. Stop. Wait. You have to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. You have to be.
You're a dinger.
It is the first thing I do. I get in a car and seatbelt is on. You're the one who will like, wait. And the ding is for you. The ding never dings for me. My seatbelt's on before I turn on the car.
The ding is for you. And you can put that on a t-shirt.
Oh my God. The ding is so for you, love. I'm so annoyed at you right now that you're actually saying that. You never put on your seatbelt for like, you do it like as we're getting onto the highway. You'll be like putting it on.
No, that's not true. Safety first.
Okay. That's funny though.
Yeah, so every comment from our last episode was people with empathy for you and understanding about how you must be feeling not doing something that was such a big part of your life for so long, but also encouraging you to do it again. You know what I mean? If you wanted to. Mm-hmm. They were very supportive of that and missed that too. And someone in a comment, because we talked about how like Flynn was really funny.
Yeah.
So that someone made a comment like, oh, he's reverting to Pinto Bean. And I was like, I'd forgotten Miranda had a baby and named mm-hmm. him Pinto Bean.
Pinto Bean. There's a Pinto Bean stuffy over there on the shelf. Are you going to read them or are you going to?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You don't have to.
But like people had some pitches.
Oh, okay.
Which I know you love to hear pitches.
I do.
Oh no. Did I screenshot it? But I cut off your name. Anyways, thanks for this. This person pitched a number of ideas. She wakes up from a coma and doesn't remember anything since she was last online.
Oh my God. A coma.
Keeps on going like no time has passed and never addresses her absence.
Mm-hmm.
She got abducted by aliens that took her to their planet where she got the recognition she deserved, but got tired of it and came back. So I spent time on an alien planet.
That's fun.
And this is, I think, my favorite. She went to the future in a time machine and came back with knowledge of things that already happened. So many possibilities. I don't know about that specifically, but I like the idea of a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
And someone then commented on that, how Miranda would say it. How would she say it?
What?
Time machine? Yeah.
Time machine.
Yeah, someone wrote machine. And I was like, they get it, see? a reformed version of her. I don't know. People had a lot of ideas
That's so sweet. Well, I should go look at those. It's very sweet of you guys. Thank you.
And then someone wrote, Sarah wrote, the Patrick and Eric Mrs. Miranda tears emoji. And that struck a chord with me. I don't mean to relitigate what we talked about last episode. I just thought it was interesting seeing you notice a lot of, if you're looking at the internet, and I'm sure everyone can attest to that, like I feel like negative and abrasive is kind of the way it usually goes first. So it was nice to see like, you know, a lot of positive things.
Right.
But yeah, there's, you know, in the way that we met and the Patrick and Eric, Mrs. Miranda.
I miss it too. I miss it too.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you upset.
That was, I'm not
that
upset.
Was, I think
I'm
that
not
was
upset.
Supposed to be.
I'm not upset.
Positive. But to cheer, if you know what might cheer you up.
What?
Hello. I didn't mean upset.
No, I'm not upset at all. It's just it was a big part of my life, you know. And I don't want to like talk about it because I don't want to be like, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she'll come back someday. But for right now, I don't know. I'm just trying to not cause a ruckus on the internet. I'm not trying to like make waves or I don't know. I don't know. It's just not something that I think most people want to see right now. So we'll see. But maybe it'll come back someday. I do miss doing it. And it's so sweet that so many people said so many kind things about it. And I should go read those comments because that's very nice.
It might make you feel
good. Thank you for saying that.
But do you know what tomorrow is?
I do know what tomorrow is.
Do you guys know what tomorrow is?
Blippi!
My birthday present.
Today, for the listener, the day this episode comes out, we're going to go see Blippi. And you know what I think about sometimes? We're going to go see Blippi. Very excited. We're seeing Blippi in concert. For your birthday.
It's like our kids, what is it? It's like they're Beatles.
Well, here's what I always think about this with Blippi. So there's not many people online that I can think of at least that have like made an entire career out of like one specific kind of zany, bizarre character. So like, you know, obviously I did it with Miranda.
Do you feel a kinship, a camaraderie?
No. But I'm saying that like Blippi is someone who's like this dude who like came up with this weird character. It's for little kids. I mean, obviously that's not what Miranda was, but like it is a guy who's like known for a character, right? And sure. I was known for a character and there's a lot of people who are known for a character. Anyway, what he did is something so nuts to me, but totally worked for him. It could like, imagine if I had gone the same route as him. When Miranda was like at the height and I was pulled in so many
different
directions.
And just were like, have a different person
and
put
I was
on
like,
the lipstick?
Yeah, and I was like, you know what?
I don't want to go on this tour.
I'm gonna hire another brunette girl who can do a really good impression and just like have her go on tour for me.
Yeah.
And then hire another girl who looks kind of like me, kind of not, like, but who can do the impression of Miranda pretty good and like have her be in half the videos. And then I'm going to have another character named Belanda, who's like the best friend boy version of Miranda, who's also going to have multiple versions of the same character.
And we'll just send them to every children's museum.
Yeah.
In the land.
And every playground.
To make content.
And
sure.
And make slime and whatever. But I mean, a genius business model on his part. I bet you he's a bajillionaire, that guy.
Sure. Yeah, that would be, I mean, that would have been pretty crazy if you'd have just switched, like, for one of your tours, you're like, well, I'll just have a different person do
I
it.
Cannot imagine. But I remember when he first started, he first hired someone
know.
Else.
I
was
think
like,
these kids
whoa.
Are, I think these kids are pretty smart. I think we're going to be, I don't know what row we're in, but I think they're going to look at us like, who's, this is not.
Love, they will not, Flynn will notice that it's someone different, which by the way, I have to tell you what he said about it, but. Love, the twins thought you were actually Gru from the Minions the other night because you put on a plastic long nose.
The other night.
So I don't think they're going to notice if it's a different Blippi when they couldn't tell the difference between their dad and
that
a cartoon character.
That was another thing I wrote down to talk about. But yeah, my Gru costume, my $7 Gru costume arrived, which consisted of a scarf, a black and gray striped scarf, a bald cap, and then we're going to call it a nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I surprised the kids dressed up as it got a very intense reaction.
Yeah, they really thought it was, really thought you were real.
But starstruck they were.
Last night I was putting Flynn to bed and I was like, hey, we're going to go see Blippi in a couple of days. He said, I'm not going. And Flynn's been very back and forth on this. Like he's been like, some days he's like, yeah, I'll go. And other days he's like, I'm not going to that. And so we're not like forcing to go. We're like, hey, you can go if you want or not. But I was trying to get out of him. Why don't you want to go? It's okay if you don't. You don't have to go. But I was just curious.
Is he just stressed about like the event, the pageantry?
No, he finally told me why. So we've watched clips of different versions of live Blippi performances online.
Oh, to get ready for it. Sure.
And I guess there was some clip. Where, okay, so last night I'm putting Flynn to bed and he goes, I said, why don't you want to go? It's okay. Well, just tell me why. And he said, well, I just don't want to have to talk to him. And I said, you're definitely not going to talk to him.
Oh, is there audience participation?
Yeah, I go, you're not going to talk to him at all. Like, that's not going to be a thing. You're sitting in an audience. It's like the movies.
Yeah.
It's like when we went to the movie. You don't interact with him at all. You just sit in a chair and watch him on the stage just like you would a movie. And he's like, well, no, I'm going to have to say something. And I was like, no, you won't. And he said, yes. We watched a clip of the show. And at one point he said, everyone say your birthday as loud as you can. And I don't want to say my birthday. And I was like, well, then you just don't say it. And he's like, well, no, he said, if you don't know your birthday, ask your parent and they'll tell you and say it. So I have to say it. And I was like,
he has performance anxiety about yes, being an
and
audience
I was like,
member.
You do not have to say it. You can keep
that,
your
though.
Mouth shut. And you don't, I was like, you don't have to say it. He can say, what's your birthday? And the kids all around you in the theater will scream their birthday and you don't have to. You can keep your mouth shut. You do not have to say it. He's like, oh. I was like, so how do you feel about that? He's like, yeah, I can go. But it was the fact that he thought he was going to have to say his birthday out loud.
I totally get that. I have a huge phobia of going to comedy shows and them doing crowd work and being like, you, sir, where do you do? You know what I mean? Where are you from? What are you mm-hmm. doing? Like, 'cause that's literally happened to me once and it was mortifying. So I totally get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why he didn't want to go. But now he's saying he does want to go. I don't know.
Yeah. He doesn't have to do any.
He doesn't have to go if he doesn't even want to. But
sure. Yeah. Of course not. I think he'd have fun, though.
I think he would.
There's
too.
There's not a lot of things like that we can go to with them, you know?
Yeah, so. I know. Well, I hope he does end up going because I think he will have fun.
Yeah.
I had a song stuck in my head today. Can I tell you about it? Well, actually, I guess I should say who needs to relax, huh?
Yeah, there's no rules, I don't think.
Well,
you're not going to get fined if you don't say it first.
I mean, there's so many things on this list that I need to say that need
sure.
to relax. But okay, what needs to relax is my brain because for so many reasons. But today, songs kept getting stuck in my head from my childhood, from like church. And I was curious if you would have heard of any of these songs.
All right, do a lyric and let's see if I can.
So, it. Like Sunday school.
Okay.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby.
We gotta go.
Yeah, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, you know
yeah.
it.
What?
You know it.
Wait, did they change Pharaoh from Louis Louis?
Oh my God, I never made that connection.
Sorry, I just screamed into the microphone if anyone has been saying.
Whoa, I never, you just blew my mind. I've
they
never
just
made
parodied,
a connection.
They just parodied Louie Louie, love.
They go, you go, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh baby, let my people go. Huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Just, that's ripped
crazy
off Louie Louie.
That I never made that connection.
Have you never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I don't
of
understand.
Of course I have.
You didn't make that connection?
No, I didn't.
What's the deal with the Pharaoh?
From the Bible?
What's he doing? He's like the king?
Oh, lovey.
Let my people... What is he doing?
They gotta let the people go.
Ah, because he's the... Is that an Egyptian
he's
thing?
He's an evil pharaoh. It's in the Bible. I don't remember, honestly.
Aren't pharaohs in Egypt?
Sure. Anyway, another one.
It is a history podcast.
Clearly, I learned a lot on that Sunday school lesson. Yeah. Okay. He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the...
From the beginning of the time to the end, to the Big Bang. Never happened.
Oh, man.
Never happened. I actually did it.
The Big Bang's not in the Bible. that one. And then there's another one, Daisy meowed today. And it made me, the pitch in which she sang her meow, just for some reason sparked a different one. It was like, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Do you know this one?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it sounds familiar to my ear.
But these songs always get stuck in my head.
Well, does it go through other things? Joy, is it just joy in my heart over and over again?
I know there's other lyrics, but I don't remember them. I'm going to look them up, actually, because I'm kind of curious. Because all I can remember is down in my heart to stay.
I
got the joy.
Can remember going to church as a kid, which I didn't. I only did it for a few years, and thinking it was so crazy that the grown-ups would all get up and like know all the words to this song and sing. Like looking at my parents were really walking around singing people like you are. You know what I mean? Like to see them all sing or try. It was, I remember being bizarre and uncomfortable. So it was really strange. And then there were, and then finally they'd be like, all right, now the kids go and, you know.
Sunday school.
Which, like, you couldn't teach us anything in that basement, you know? We were just.
Basement? Oh, my.
Sounds bad, I guess.
So the lyrics are, I got the joy down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart to stay. And then if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. If the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack.
So you're a child and you're sing-songing about the devil.
Oh yeah.
Being essentially stabbed.
In the butt.
In the butt. But you have do you have fear of the devil at this point?
Of course.
At how old? Starting?
Three.
At three, there's a devil, there's a hell. It's down?
100%. When I was 3 years old, I remember asking Jesus to live in my heart because I was scared of hell and Satan.
Is there anything you ever did as a kid that you were like, shh, going to hell?
Well, no, because I had Jesus in my heart. So I was like, I'm going to go to heaven, but... I felt like I was going to most likely go to heaven because of that. But then sometimes I'm like, what, am I not a good enough Christian though? So I was more like worried about that.
Huh.
That I wasn't good enough Christian to get to heaven. But I knew I was on the right path to get to heaven because I asked Jesus to my heart. I remember moving a tiny, tiny pink kid-sized rocking chair, like a little tiny, you know, that like our kids have like their like craft table.
Yeah.
I had, this is my, what do you call it? My story. Oh, frig. What's it called? They ask you, what's your story of like finding the Lord? Oh, what can I not think of the word? My testimony.
Testimony?
Kind of. Yeah, there's some word for it, but
I
like
found that word.
My testimony.
Time.
Anyway, I was 3 years old. I learned about in Sunday school, heaven, hell, Satan, Jesus dying on the cross. At three. Imagine our twins being told like a man is like carrying a cross, being whipped and then stabbed through the hands and feet to be nailed to a cross, bleeding with a crown of thorns jabbed into his head and murdered. And you have to believe in him or else you're going to burn for eternity at three. Anyway, so I grabbed this little rocking chair, this little pink rocking chair, and I put it in the corner of my room and I stood on it because I thought I need to be higher up so that I can be closer to heaven when I ask God this favor.
Oh, funny. Cute. I'm cute.
So I got up on this rocking chair that was like maybe 6 inches off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I asked for Jesus to come live in my heart. And then I remember running.
Did you eat shit? Did you fall off the chair real hard because it was a rocking chair?
I didn't.
That would have been funny in that moment.
So hilarious. Are you one of those people that like laughs at people falling?
For sure.
So anyway, I remember running and telling my family, like telling my parents, like, oh, I asked Jesus to be in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all so happy for me and so proud of me. And I remember feeling like, oh, I did the right thing. They're all so happy and proud of me for doing that. And I thought that because I was three.
You had a little Jesus living, man living in your heart?
Yes, I did. I believed that.
Physically?
Physically, a little tiny Jesus man lived inside of my heart. That's what I thought. And I was like, I guess that's what it takes to not burn for eternity. Have a little tiny Jesus man living inside of you. So,
well, I mean, our kids believe some crazy things too.
That's true.
At this point in time, they believe that there is a magical Halloween cat.
They do believe that.
Playing tricks on them and leaving them goodies every morning.
Yes.
And they're now it's spread into like if they see something like, oh, Halloween cat did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Maisie loves it so much. And I remember doing this as a kid. Anything that's in a different spot in the house, she's like, the Halloween cat did that, like we just said. But she so desperately wants everything to be magical from the magical cat. Like, so even though it's just like in the mornings, the kids wake up and the cat is in a new place and has caused some mischief and like has brought them a treat. She throughout the day will be like, oh, look at this stuffed animal. It's on this shelf, mommy. Like it's like in a different spot than she remembers it being. She's like, the magical cat did it. And she just wants every moment of her day to be a magical cat moment. Mm-hmm. It's like all day long, she's trying to relive the moment that she felt when she first woke up.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It's very sweet.
I wish I could think that way, you know, about everything. I wish I could see the magic.
This is why I like Christmas, because that is how I feel about Christmas.
And everything. Aww.
Get into Christmas, love. Get into Christmas. You can feel that way too.
Yeah, You think Christmas is November 1st.
No, I don't think it does. It's almost starting. Crazy. It's very soon. And well, just, no, actually, you know what
just
sucks?
Just knowing all like the all this decorations and sparkles are just going to be everywhere on everything for the next like 3 months is like so exciting.
Okay.
Oh, oh.
Question for you.
Look of death.
I don't know that we've talked about this. How many holes do you feel are in a straw? This is a age-old debate on the internet.
How many holes? I thought you were going to go, how many holes are in your body?
That too.
How many holes do I think are in a straw?
Mm-hmm.
Two. Ugh.
Really? Think about it.
Okay, there's the bottom of the straw. That's a hole, right?
Bottom of a straw? Okay.
Is this some sort of riddle?
Yeah. It's
Are you riddling me?
It's one hole.
Ah, okay. Yeah, good one. It's one hole.
You think it's two?
Is it a bendy straw or just like a regular straw?
I don't think that makes a difference.
I think there's two holes because like between them is space and time. There's, you know what I mean? I get it. If you look at it straight down the one hole.
But couldn't you say that about a doorway? Like there's two sides of the, it's two holes. The doorway is like two.
I hate this question so much.
Two holes would be two separate entities, two separate spaces.
It's a hole, but I see it as two holes because there's space and time between them and two different functions. One is for sucking up and the other's for one's for going in, one's for going out. Okay. This is so stupid.
One's
for going in and one's for going out, love.
I don't know, love.
It's a straw.
It's a very intense debate.
My brain, when you said that, I'm like, is there holes in the sides of her straws?
Well, then there would be two holes.
Ugh.
Right?
Please tell me you don't have more of these.
Well, no, but I can have more of these.
I secretly was kind of hoping you did, but that's, I think you, that
it's
was just
kind
like
of a, is a hot dog a sandwich a kind riddle. Of a question?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
And I just had never asked you that before. I actually don't know what I think because I go back and forth on, is it two holes or one?
I thought you were like very firm one hole.
It kind of is one, but like, it does feel like it's two.
Yeah. I think that's what I said.
But it's kind of just one, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if you were to make a straw.
How many holes are in a toilet paper roll? Because it's essentially a big straw.
Well, I would say it's a short, chubby straw, if you're thinking about it like that.
I mean,
I think if I were going to say put the toilet roll toilet paper on the dispenser, if I was going to describe that to someone who's never done it before, I would be like, well, you take out this like spring loaded thing and you put it through the hole in the toilet paper roll.
Right.
So I would think I wouldn't say you put it through one hole and then have it come out the other hole.
Right.
So in that particular case, in that world, I see a toilet paper roll as having one hole.
Right. But see, what about this? See, I'm like a one hole kind of girl. I'm like, it's one hole, but like of a straw, like sometimes you get like in a pack of plastic straws, one might be manufactured incorrectly and like it's sealed on the other end. Like a straw is like sealed on one side on accident.
Never seen that happen. Is this hypothetically?
Sure, I've seen it happen. So in that case, there's one hole and then you'd have to cut a second hole so that the straw could work properly. So then that would be two holes.
I see what you're doing here.
So I mean, you could go on and on about which one it is.
We should be charging for this.
For what?
For people to hear this conversation.
I know.
They just get to hear this philosophical conversation for free. We're not even charging money for this.
I have a negative $1 million idea.
Okay.
So you know the musical Producers, the Producers?
Sure.
So the concept of that musical is like, let's make the worst musical of all time that will like totally bomb. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they attempt to do it, but then it ends up being a hit. I think I've come up with the actual most unsuccessful musical of all time. So I was trying to think of like, I don't know what maybe, initially when I thought of it, I go, oh, that would be a great musical. And then I was like, what am I thinking? This is the worst musical idea in the world. You want to hear it?
Sure.
But I think we should write it.
Okay.
But I need your help. It would have to be a dual effort. One thing that you're super into these days, because it's that time of year is, as our children would call it, flipball.
Flipball.
Imagine Football the Musical.
Isn't that like High School Musical?
Excuse me?
Doesn't he like play football? Isn't it?
First of all, he plays basketball.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, it's called High School Musical the Musical.
And
that is a musical. It's a love story about a guy who's torn between being in the musical and being in the basketball. Have you not seen High School Musical?
No.
Oh, brother. Okay.
But I know that you performed in it at Disneyland.
High School Musical 3. But anyway, I'm talking a musical on a Broadway stage called Football the Musical. No musical theater people would ever want to go see this. No football fans would ever want to go see this. No one would want to see this show.
It's for no
but
one.
But what if we made it like, and it was genuinely incredible? It would be such a challenge to get anyone to want to see it because Broadway kids would not want to go see a musical. Whole musical is football. It's a game of football. It's on the field.
Football players dancing
and singing.
What kind of musical are we talking?
Classic,
like
classic musical theater.
So they can talk in between the songs?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Not an operetta. It's like a...
Not an operetta.
It's a musical. They talk in between. Imagine a song called Punt the Ball.
You know what? What's punt mean?
Isn't it like... Is it kicking it?
Yeah. But when do you do it?
When you need to get a point.
No.
In the goal.
Can you get points from a punt?
Yeah, you can get 3 points.
Nope.
1 point.
No. That's when you're like, oh, I'm not going to get it on fourth down, so I'll just punt it to the other team. You're kicking it to the other team.
Sure.
You can get a punt return for a touchdown.
Okay. But imagine this musical of, what would be the 5 o'clock number? What would be...
I don't know what that means.
Okay. What would be the opening number? Opening number, like... The opening number would be like the cheerleaders introducing the teams onto the stage. And I think you could have like, I mean, I haven't thought about any of this yet. This is all
obviously.
Shut up. So the two teams are welcome to the stage. You could have like inner monologue moments where like,
is this
the whole
just
team is
West
like,
Side Story?
No. And the whole team is like, they're warming up. They're getting ready to play. And it's like this big, huge number. And then like all of a sudden the lights go dark and there's a spotlight on one player and you get to know a little bit of the inner monologue of this one player. And everyone in the background who's like doing their warm-up choreography suddenly goes in slow motion while the spot is on one player who's
I hope
I win because my wife is at home. She's pregnant again. I gotta... put food on the table. I'm making millions of dollars.
There's a lot of compelling human stories with a lot of these people involved in this game, this entertainment game.
Mm-hmm.
Lions won last night, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. You're welcome.
I know they did because you weren't in a bad mood.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can tell. Yeah, nobody wants this. No, I don't think it would work. I'm trying to think of like...
I'm not asking if it would work. I know it
like,
wouldn't.
You start it with like the coach trying to hype up the... Like the coach trying to hype up the player's song or like... Yeah, the Lonely Kicker song. It's lonely to be a kicker. You know what I mean? The backup quarterback.
See, I need your help writing these things because I don't know all the terms.
So somebody gets hurt, so the backup quarterback has to come in, and now he's...
There's got
to
be a song called Sneaky Bitch.
Yes. That's what Colleen calls the quarterback position in football is the sneaky bitch because wait, he looks like he's going to hand it off, but instead he throws it.
I bet they have really crazy like names for their different plays that people don't know what they're saying, like the applesauce to the bird. You know what I mean?
Have you ever heard like what a football play, like the verbiage for it? Have you ever heard that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't it be crazy?
Do you know what I'm talking about though? When they call a play like in the huddle, have you ever heard that?
No. Because
it's crazy. Like how many different plays they memorize, but how like the language and cues are.
Is it crazy words like I just said?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So imagine the comedy song of the whole musical is like a newbie trying to learn, like the coach teaching. He's like, well, this is like, I don't know it yet.
You could have that song could be like Pirates of Penn's Instrument because it literally is like,
yes, a patter song.
Like it could be a patter song. Thank you. Because like, that's how long some of these play calls are. It's crazy to me how, you know, Because I memorize things a lot, you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know. I'm like, how would you memorize?
Well, yeah, it'd be like
that, in that environment and everyone's screaming and he can barely hear it. And yeah, crazy.
Because it could be like your fault in Into the Woods, like, because it isn't your fault. I was given those beans. You've chosen me and treated me like four beans. And without those beans, it'd have been, and they're all singing, like, they're all singing so fast. Like, it'd be like that, trying, the newbie trying to learn the terms of the, like, the plays. And it's like, it could be so good. It would be the worst, best musical of all time. That would be my goal, is to make a musical about something I have no interest in.
It sounds like...
And no one would want to see it. But like, what if we made it really good?
It sounds very much to me like a fool's errand. But also it's very like a Waiting for Guffman kind of community theater kind of, you know.
And what could be like the thing? Love triangle, like the forbidden love like story. Like one of the players is in love with like, I don't know. Are there gay people allowed to be in football? I don't know how football things work. Are there gay people in football?
I don't think openly, really, no.
Ugh, that's so sad that they feel like they can't be. There must be gay people in football because there's no, the ratio, the chances of that, the statistics.
Sure. Statistically.
But if they're not allowed to, I mean, we could make that happen. Or it could be he's in love with like one of the cheerleaders from the other team. They're like rival team. You can't like be in love with her.
Yeah, I don't think cheerleaders is as big of a thing that maybe you think it is. Not all teams have them. Some teams do.
Not all teams have cheerleaders?
No.
I think that can't be true.
It's not as big of a thing as
they're
like,
at every team, every show we've gone to.
Every show. I guess it is kind of a show.
It is a show. It is drama. It is. So this is the thing. I feel like
that Chiefs game, you could tell it's for entertainment purposes only.
I feel like football fans don't realize that they're just dramatic theater kids.
Right.
And theater people don't realize that like football has a lot of theater in it. And maybe this musical could be the thing that connects the world and brings harmony to the world.
It's a musical for no one that's for everyone.
Exactly.
That's a good pitch, love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A musical that no one will want to see,
right?
But that's who should see it.
Is that like the log line?
No, that one didn't work because I said nobody should see it basically with that log line. Anyway, I thought you'd be more excited about this idea.
No, I mean, there's a lot of, I don't know about musically, but there are a lot of NFL players that have, you know, gone on to act in a lot of things and continue to.
Well, I'm not saying actual football players would be in it.
Oh, well, I'm just saying there's a resource there of talented people. You know, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, I mean.
You see them in those commercials, you know?
Are they acting or are they just getting $1 million to promote? Like
Aiden Hutchinson in his State Farm ad. Dan Campbell in his Applebee's commercials.
Yeah, I don't know that you can call this acting, love. This is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying
you need trained thespians.
Of course.
That look like they play NFL football.
Look at me. I could do it. I don't know. I think it's a horrible, great idea.
I think that never works when they put like a football uniform on like an actor in a movie where they're playing football. It never looks right. It never looks like that person could actually.
Well, you're just being a negative Nancy today, love. I think it's a great
man,
idea. Great.
What'd you
say
to me the other day? We're just on a rock spinning in space. Cheer up.
Who said that?
You said that to me.
I said cheer up.
You said cheer up, Charlie.
That was a different day.
We're on a rock spinning in space.
Those were different days.
And you were teasing
me. Those
were
very different days. The we're on a rock spinning in space was, I was like, come outside and breathe some air. You seemed stressed. And I was like, let's go outside. And it had just rained. And the rain air smelled so good.
Oh, the smell after it rains.
It was smelled so good. And have you ever heard people say that? I've heard people say that white people have a smell when they're wet.
I guess we started that way and now we're ending that way. That was wet and you were smelling me and you didn't like it.
No, I'm not trying.
I've never heard of that. No,
I saw something once online a long time ago.
That's
that
funny,
was like,
though.
Like people were at Disneyland and it started pouring rain and the comments were like, oh, I bet it smelled so bad. Like wet people, wet, white
you're saying
people.
Wet or white?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about and that's a real thing. Sure.
I'd never heard of that before, but
that's
like,
funny. That's funny.
I saw someone say it smelled like pennies.
Sure.
Do I say pennies weird?
Pennies.
I think I say pennies. Like
pennies. Like panties?
Oh, no, not like panties.
Pennies.
Okay, I have another question for you. What time is it? Because, no, I have another question for you, but I also have to pee so bad, but I can wait.
Well, now you're stressing everyone out.
I saw someone online ask this question.
Whoa.
When you go to the bathroom, we have to always have a poo talk, I guess. When you go to the bathroom.
It's a quota. Yeah.
And you sit down on the toilet. How far down are your pants going?
That's personal. I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, are you one of those people where it's just to the top of your knees?
Wait a minute.
How do you get comfortable?
Wait a goddamn minute.
Don't tell me you do that.
Wait a minute. Please.
I didn't say
tell
anything.
Tell me, where do your pants go when you sit down on the toilet?
Wait, there's not actual tell people me right, that do it like tell that. I've only seen right that in like movies.
No. You've seen it in movies because that's what people do.
No.
Why would people do it in movies? Do you put your pants and panties all the way to the gross floor?
No, they're not going. Nothing's going on the floor.
But goes all the way down to the ankles?
Yeah.
All you bare leg the whole way down.
Well, I have to. I need the range of motion, I think.
You want to spread your legs?
No, but I don't want to be like in hindered by like my knees having to be close together because of like the top of the pants on the knee. Is that really how you do it?
Of course I do. My pants are not going all the way down.
I don't know. This is too much.
To knees.
You don't sit. So when you're like in a stall at Denver Airport and you like, and you can see under, you don't see everyone else's pants or just shoes.
I'm not, first of all, I don't look underneath the stall at other people's feet and pants.
I guess that's true.
But no, I've never, that's way more work than it needs to be to put my pants all the way to the floor, the nasty floor, the idea that some of my pants could touch the bathroom floor.
That's not happening. And I think, I'll tell you what, I'll try it your way next time.
But also, I don't need range of motion of my legs to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't need to be able to spread my legs open and like do a butterfly move, you know, with my knees to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, all the way down. I don't know. Never really thought about it.
I'm so curious now to know what the comments are going to say. Like, I'm sure they're going to be like, clean
your
crazy.
On the knees, it just seems like, it's like what are you being modest for? You're taking a shit. It feels like I'm like
exactly,
a modest.
Exactly. Like it's already a very vulnerable thing and you're just going to like be pantsless.
Well, I mean, if you're going to the bathroom in that way, sure.
I don't know. Maybe it's a different difference between like types of like what you wear, so like you girls and boys. Because girls' pants are typically more, not anymore, but they're usually like more tight, like leggings and like leggings are not easy to get all the way down to the, like that'd be crazy.
I guess that, yeah, maybe it's somewhat that, but will you tell me why are you, is this a modesty thing? Is this like,
well,
just how you've always done it? Is
well, why
it
would I, it's so much work. Cause
they're not touching the ground first. Let's get that.
They could.
Unless you're wearing like, you know, big, like a big flowy thing. Sure. But like, that's not how, like, you know, in my experience, typical men's pants are like they're not it's gonna stop at the sock shoe area, you know.
I feel like it's more weight and everything like pushing down on it could possibly touch the floor. It could.
So that's it's a phobia of yours.
My clothes touching the bottom of the nasty floor of a public restroom, yeah, that's real.
Well,
gross.
I don't think it's a phobia.
I think
first
it's
of all
gross.
No one poops in public bathrooms as much as you. It's not it's huge of a problem for the rest of us. But if you are in that setting where it's like a gross bathroom,
but I pee in the bathroom.
Of course, you're not going to go like just like willy, you know, just like you're more careful that things aren't touching.
But
the
you
floor.
Don't have to be super careful if you just don't pull them down all the way. It's also way more work to pull them down all the way. It also just feels so vulnerable. I'd feel like I was naked. I don't want to poo or pee naked. Like that's weird. Like it feels more like safe to have more clothes on.
You're overthinking it, man.
You're the one pulling your pants all the way down to your ankles. That seems like a lot
just,
of work.
We're just animals.
So do you when you're going to the bathroom, you yeah. your pants, you pull them all the way down to your ankles before you sit down on the toilet? Seems crazy to me.
I don't know if it's one fluid motion or it's before. It's kind of, you know.
I feel like I need you to demonstrate this with underwear still on, you know, just so I can see an
right
example.
Now?
Maybe, yeah.
No.
Fine.
Crazy.
What do you guys do? I'm sure they're all going to tell me I'm wrong. That's usually how these things go. Usually when I bring up a debate like this, people are like, Colleen, you are disgusting and awful and wrong.
I feel like you're overanalyzing that. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm probably in the minority on that.
Maybe it's a boy that, dude versus, now that it versus makes, girl you make thing. Me think of it,
but like I can't.
Girl pants are more cumbersome to take all the way down your ankles and pull all the way up. Like that's a lot of work.
Well, yeah, and you could also have like maybe more like a. What do you do? What do you do when you're wearing a dress?
You lift up the dress and pull down your underwear. And the underwear certainly does not go down to the ground.
Just to,
no
to wear. Just way. Your knees, mid thigh.
Yes, knees, mid like above the knee.
And you're just
crazy.
Like,
because like the underwear for certain.
What are you doing with the dress? You're just like holding the dress?
Well, I don't wear dresses very often.
Like
but
a
yeah.
big flowy dress.
Haven't you? Yeah. A big wolf. Well, I don't wear big flowy
I'm
dresses
just saying
very often.
Did. Okay. What do you do if you're wearing, because you love them, like the onesie type things.
Rompers?
Rompers.
It's unfortunate. Rompers are very unfortunate because you're kind of being naked. But I don't let it go all the way to the ground. That's crazy because it would touch the floor.
But there's like a back of it. So what, are you like wrapping it up on your
lap?
No,
it just sits like on my knees area. It doesn't go to the floor. That's crazy. It would touch the floor. That is gross. I'm just saying. It's knees all the way.
Like I said, it's not as like the whole public concern of sanitation. It's not. I mean, it's not as big of an issue for me because I'm not doing it every day like you are.
I'm not. I don't leave the house every day, first of all.
I know, but when you do, usually the first thing you say is, ah.
I'd say... Once every 2 months, I have to poop in public.
Well, that's not that. All right. I'll bet you $100. We're going somewhere on Friday.
Okay.
You don't say what it is, but I guarantee you the second we get there, you're going to whisper to me. I have to poop. And I'll bet you $100 right now. And if you see it the next episode, if I'm holding up a $100 bill, you'll know it's because it's true. I know it's going to happen. Death and taxes and you pooping in a public restroom.
Whatever.
It does something to you.
We're leaving. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks
we're
for listening.
Like that.
Yeah, I gotta go. I actually have to go pee really bad. So I'm gonna go pee.
Are you gonna pee with your pants all the way to the ground?
I'm not gonna pee with my pants all the way to the ground because that is crazy. And I am gonna make you demonstrate because I wanna see.
Okay, but there's something else I wanted to say, maybe.
What?
I'm just trying to torture you.
I really do have to pee so bad.
Save it for next time.
Okay.
Blippi Live.
Blippi Live. We'll let you know how it was next time we see you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.